Hello and welcome to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello!
Hello, Karsten. Now we get the chance to finish one of our started projects. And we do that once in a while, right?
No. I have to disappoint you. It's not finished.
Well, at least continue. It's probably not gonna continue in, like, before 2025, maybe, I'd guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, manga's ongoing. Seems like they adapted 40 chapters each core. So we're up to 80, and I think the manga has 112 right now. So probably one more season to go.
Yeah, there's probably a lot more seasons to go, maybe, because, I mean, they haven't even involved half of the characters they've introduced. They're just hanging around somewhere, not used, introduced, right? So,
yeah.
But anyway, first general impressions, is this an upgrade or a downgrade from season one?
I mean, we should say what anime it is first, well, maybe?
Maybe we should, but that would be in the title, right?
Yeah, the title of the show.
Death Mount, Death Play, I think, is the English title.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to even say the Japanese thing. Yeah, no. Not going to attempt it. So we finished technically season two, but it's core two, so...
Yeah, it's probably just part two, right?
Part two, yeah. And not an Attack on Titan thing. That was the last episode.
But I felt like they kind of wrapped up a few storylines at least. So, I mean, if they ended it here, we could just say we're done. Even though a lot of things are still ongoing.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, primarily manga and manhwa and every type of thing reader. I'm usually the hype guy in this podcast because you only watch animes, right?
Well,
Not so much mangas.
I do read some manga, but I mean, there's a time and a place for everything, right? And before we get too sidetracked, I can get back to this point later. But it's like, for example, the Yuru Camp manga. I think the anime is way better because the manga can't stand without the music. It's after you've seen the anime, you just want to hear the music while you're reading the panels. So,
to the point I was trying to make. Season two is gonna be a epic showdown. I'm just gonna say it.
Really?
I think of my anticipated things to come, season two animation wise and how they play it out. I'm so hyped. I mean, it's a 10 out of 10 anticipating thing.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of people seem to be, like, stepping down. One of them being the... currently, what I thought was the most interesting character. The fire-breathing bug.
Yeah.
Seems to be going into hiatus, maybe. I don't know. And the other two interesting people are the two policemen. They're still trying to chase red herrings, so... hopefully they'll get some more breakthroughs in their cases.
Yeah.
And apart from that, I think just like new players here, new players there, and I mean, Corpse God is getting some resolution at least, but I mean, apart from that, everyone else is just getting more problems, right?
Yeah, and as well, I think Core 2 mainly starts out as they introduce a couple of new characters, a couple of new factions, the Agakura faction, and also the mediator guy, Higuru. He disappears towards the end, but also we have this fascinating concept of upgrading the powers. We've seen it a little bit in season one, or core one, how gems or diamonds or stones relate to
Yeah, I was wondering where they were going with that because they gave up so quickly. Like, we're gonna make money, and then they made no money.
yeah, and we see it when Zombie Girl gets upgraded, and also Corpse God also gets an upgrade towards the end.
Yeah. But it does feel, though, like, everyone is just fighting people they're gonna team up with later, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that, at least. Though the police force is kind of, well, they're kind of lean back or missing the crux of the plot, perhaps. I
Yeah, I
think they
mean.
mainly focused on Solitaire and the fire-breathing bug.
Yeah, if they're only chasing a court jester and not the main guy, I mean, they're always going to be two steps behind, right? But yeah.
Yeah.
But they are, though, by design, because they're choosing to trust the words of a pen, right?
Yeah.
A person inside
I
a
mean,
pen.
yeah, and also the pen guy, he is tied up to both the police force and towards the mediator of Shinjuku, was it? Lisa
Oh,
Kuraki.
yes, even more factions, yes. The original
Yeah.
mafia, right?
Yeah. The Death Parade girl or
So, what is your impression of who is the most powerful faction in town? Is it the
yeah.
Chinese?
Just the triads. No, I
Is
mean
it the
we
new people that just
if you
showed
go
up?
by if you go by Core One, we probably would think it was Lemmings or Solitaire. And then towards the end of Core One we see the
We
not
see
Broker. Not
Lemmings
Broker,
working
the
for Polka's brother, right?
Yeah. And what's the guy called? The guy in the prison, a grocer, yeah. I mean, he also seems like he has limitless pulling power towards information. And as you know, information is knowledge and knowledge is king. I mean, yeah. But
But Polka is a
towards
god, so that's doesn't matter, right?
yeah, but he doesn't seem to have unlocked his full power, at least yet. There's plenty of things he is missing, and
Yeah,
I
but you
mean, we
know,
see
by
it
the
towards.
power of friendship, anything can happen. It's one of these
Yeah.
shows.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, I think they try a little too hard to make out that Corpse God was somehow evil all along or something, and I don't think he was ever evil. I don't know. I think they try to paint him as evil so that people will think he's evil, or the viewers will
Yeah.
think he's evil to begin with, and then it
Yeah, I mean
slowly unravels.
we get some hints towards the end that he assassinated the emperor in his world. But the emperor of his world is working together with him, so it must not be true.
It's probably like some tactical thing, so he can gain control of, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not been revealed yet.
But it's yeah, but towards what you were asking, if who's the power most powerful thing, I would say based on Core 2, the Bastard Children of Sarbon, this seems pretty tough. Also the Shinamoya guys also, or the family. Also,
you mean the the Saburamondo people, right?
Or whatever. Yeah, the Saburamondo.
Yes.
And
Saburamondo.
And also the
names I recognize, or
and the Shinamoya, the nephew of Polka.
And the fire breathing bug seems incredibly powerful, but
not towards the end.
But when you understand what it actually is, I mean, it kind of falls apart, but it's probably still has a lot of influence. And what is fun is they can show up anywhere. Anyone can be working for them.
Yeah.
Fires just start, and it's like... the police force is under the impression, no, the supernatural doesn't exist until... Now it does exist. Now they have to acknowledge that it exists. Because even Solitaire, it doesn't matter.
Solitaire.
Yes, but he has a name though. Even he is surprised that magic exists, or he's trying to find real magic.
And
now he's found real magic, so
and
it all shows up at once, even. even the bug was like fake magic. It was like hypnosis or whatever, mass hypnosis.
Mass hypnosis. Tricks. But I mean, it's a clever way to have a villain, or not a villain, you could say it's a protagonist, maybe. They're trying to do right by their ancestors, or the people that were the first two fire-breathing bugs. So they're trying to go up against the villains that took them... took the future away from them.
Sure, I get that. So it's important to practice fire safety.
Yeah, I do it plenty of times. one of the new factions, the Agakuras, the long leg guy Momoya versus vampire or former zombie girl, now she's a vampire. I kind of enjoyed that fight more than Polka versus Sybil towards the end, because the upgrade she got, Misaki, was so cool and flashy. And
the way the main girl just takes Xiaoyu's legs or whatever. Arms, legs? I don't remember.
Arms and legs. But
arms and legs, yes, that's right.
Yeah. And she was the one that took them the first time also.
Yes.
I mean, Core 2 kind of neatly ties together a lot of things we saw from Core 1, which I'm very happy about. They, I think they did a fantastic job, the animation and everything, music also. OP was a real treat. I listened to it every episode, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's all fine and dandy, but it's always gonna be compared to his previous works, and it's probably not as good as his previous works, so that's gonna be a problem, right?
Well, it depends who you ask, but
Well, I mean,
do you
everyone
mean the
is.
OP or
No, 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 no. I mean,
the manga?
the manga.
Yeah.
Or the story. I'm not sure if it's. Is it just the story he's written, or is it the manga he's written? That's.
Ooh, now you're tossing us out on dangerous levels here. It was a Kamiga kill.
No, I'm not sure. I don't think so. It was Durarara with all the Ras.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And
What's
the train on the way to what's it called?
Bakano
Bakano,
also.
yes.
Yeah. What show were we watching that the Kamiga Kill guy did?
I'm unsure, but that is trash, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
now I need to find out.
The thing with Akamega Kill is that everyone dies, right? Spoilers,
Yeah,
but yes.
it's. I mean,
And
I enjoyed
here
it.
everyone becomes friends, probably, so we'll see. And the death is like less at stake now because Polka can just take your soul and then he'll come back again, right?
Yeah,
People are
and
just
also
banking on that.
he doesn't finish his opponents, which is kinda boring for a kinda gory show.
Yeah, but they're gonna team up. You just know it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the yeah. I mean, it's the other show that went running now to this this season, the Mato Sehei no Slave, the Change Soldier.
Oh no,
Yeah.
that one.
I enjoy the heck out of that, so yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the only good show this season is the Apothecary Diaries, I think. And we'll leave it at that.
I'm watching eight shows, so
Eight shows,
yeah.
okay.
I mean, the one I enjoy most is probably the Dungeon Meshi
Which one is that? Is that the leveling
Netflix.
one?
The cooking in a dungeon,
Oh no,
delicious in
okay.
a dungeon, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, sure. I mean, I did watch some very questionable things. I watched the I'm Not the Final Boss or whatever it was. And I watched the Seven Loop thing. None of them are. I mean, the Seven Loop thing is better than the Not the Final Boss. And there's more effort put into it, but I mean, Not a lot of quality, even though. So I'm surprised that this actually has quite a low score, even though. Oh, and of course, I'm watching Frieren as well, but that has way too high a score, I think.
Yeah.
But obviously, Frieren is better than all of these other isekais I just mentioned.
Maybe I haven't watched it yet, so I can say. But one thing that Mount Deathblade does for me is wanna watch the Durarara.
Yeah, you should, because that is his best work, actually. I mean, Bakano is easier to get into because it's more instant action, but Durarara is more intricate and it builds up more and it comes together better.
And it's also finished, or
Yeah, it should be finished. And it's
yeah, I might check that out then. Yeah, so back to the anime we was talking about, favorite character this season.
This season, I mean, I
Oh,
like the
or this,
cops, you know. I still think they are pretty good. Apart from that, I don't know. Maybe Xiaoyu, he's fine. All of the times he's eavesdropping and misunderstanding what they're saying.
I mean, I enjoyed that they finally took him into their gang and finally let him in on the secrets and everything and caught him up to speed. Also, he got also an upgrade, Tiger Arm.
Yeah, that's probably gonna
My
save him his
favorite
life a
character
lot of
would
times.
probably from this season, maybe. Yeah, it's probably.
I mean, it's fire breathing bug as well, but yeah, I don't r really know who that is. That could be anyone, right?
But I
Anyone
mean
at any time.
kind of the reporter that pops up
Oh, well.
towards.
She's a little annoying as well, isn't she?
Yeah, but she kind of sparks that little thing, so. She's also well, she's always there, just
I must say, I really think they could have done more with zombie vampire girl though. Probably not like a love interest, but something else, because it's like, well, her only thing is that she had killed so many people, now she wanted to die herself or something like that, and I don't get that, but yeah, sure. And they kind of
I mean,
revisit
also,
that. And also the hacker guy, also pretty boring,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he was more prominent in the first core. But also, I feel like they introduced a lot more new characters, so they didn't get as much spotlight on, well, the hacker guy and zombie girl or vampire girl.
Sure.
But that could all change towards next one, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if they ramp up in power, I would have thought that they would become less relevant, but maybe they will. If everyone else ramps up in power, there's kind of no room for hacker guy, right?
Well, I think it's always going to be relevant to Polka as a friend and he has
They're not
excellent
even close,
information
though,
gathering
are they?
skills.
I mean,
Now,
it's kind of like always rammed home that, oh, he's gonna sell out his friends. Right?
but he didn't do it this time,
Yeah,
so
he didn't.
kudos to
He's
him.
gonna run from the fight. He's gonna sell out his friend. He's gonna. He's gonna be useless in the fight.
Well, that's true.
Well, I just want to see the darker police inspector versus one of, yeah, anyone actually. Because he seems dangerous. He seems like a He seems
Well,
way too confident.
it seems like he's hiding something.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he can lose any fight, so it's gonna be funny to see him against someone strong.
Also, the blonde police inspector guy just believing in a random phone call from someone claiming to be his former mentor.
Well, yeah, well, technically it was, but it's like some layers
Yeah.
of yes. Because he knew the key words, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever, yes.
The secret crypto address or something.
So yeah, I don't know who's gonna end up being the main villain. There has to be someone. And then it's all gonna come to a head.
It's probably gonna be someone from the other world. I haven't read that far. I'm just 10 chapters away from where season two, or season or core two ended, so I haven't dabbled so far. But I'm pretty hyped to reading the rest of the thing probably this weekend, so yeah. If I'm gonna speculate based on core one and core two, maybe the mentor from no, it's pretty yeah,
Yeah,
that's
maybe, but I don't know. It's just gonna be.
but
It's
that
gonna be who.
I
It's gonna
mean
be the person who really killed the king,
yeah.
right? I
Yeah,
think. Or the
that could also be
prince.
a possibility. But also, if you remember for episode one, the guy who killed Polka, or almost killed Polka, or the Corpse God
Oh, well,
in the other
he's
world,
just like
the
a. Nah, he's just a stuck-up hero. I don't think he's gonna show himself again.
maybe not.
He was just a convenient pawn that was gonna. Yeah.
Yeah.
A convenient pawn that could actually kill Polka, so he let him do it, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think we're gonna see him again. Or he's gonna come and he's gonna be like, where am I? And he's gonna be totally confused and totally useless in a world with guns when he only has a sword.
Yeah. That could be.
But yeah, I said this at the very start. Is this better or worse than season one? Or core one, I mean.
Think it's better just because of the ties that were connected. I got a lot of answers for the things I was wondering about. So yeah,
Sure.
I think Core 2 is
There was more answers, but there was also more disappointments, so I don't know how to deal with that. It's probably pretty equal, I guess.
Yeah, and also more questions. Yeah. But that's natural
Yeah, I
for a
mean, this
thing
is not
that's.
something I'm very looking forward to in the coming seasons.
Yeah.
Regrettably. Because.
Well, then we're quite different, you and I. But then again, I'm totally invested into the manga.
Sure.
So yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well.
We're different,
Yeah, yeah.
you
I
like
just want I want more slime, I want more Apothecary Diaries, I
camping,
want more
camping
Yuri
girls.
Camp, I want more
Yeah.
what's it whatchamacallit? Call of the Night. I want more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want more Call of the Night. It's really grown on me, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's really
Well,
good.
you the slime thing is next season, so yeah, you're gonna get one of your
I could take
wishes
more
fulfilled.
Yojo Senki as well. Even though that's a little ridiculous. It's
Konosuba also, season 3.
nah, I don't need
Next
to
season.
watch Konosuba. But that's never gonna end because it's too popular, I think. So it's fine,
Yeah.
but it's not something I look forward to.
Spice and Wolf remake.
Really? Ah, I
Euro
believe
Camp
that.
season 3 also. I think next season we're gonna be very happy.
Or very
Spring
disappointed, you
2024.
know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We can't be.
Maybe we'll get some One Punch Man.
I think I saw something about that. The One Punch Man guy, one of them, started his own anime studio or something
Oh,
recently.
all right. Because that's his
So,
spectacular, whatever studio is making it. I mean, even when
yeah.
they visually downgraded, it was still phenomenal, so yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so what do you want to give this as a score?
Well, it's some 8.5 for me. Heavily enjoyed the story. Animation was solid. Voice acting was very good. Fights, not so many fights as maybe I could have wanted. But I think they gave the fights that were happening the focus it needed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just give it an overall 8 probably. Season 1 and season 2. It's like.
Yeah, I mean, if it's an overall, maybe 9 for me.
Oh, well, I don't know about that yet. I mean, things could. If everything ties perfectly together in, like, the coming seasons.
Yeah.
The score could go up for these seasons, but yeah, I mean, you could give it 8, and then it has the option to go both down, which it'll probably do, but it could also go up, so yeah.
I mean, totally fair. One of the most fair score you've given recently,
Oh,
so.
okay. I mean, I would give Apothecary Diaries 10 right now. It's so
Oh,
good.
really?
Yeah, it's so good. Amazing.
It's not finished.
Oops. Yeah, but it's progressing well. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
Do you hear it?
no problem. Yeah,
Okay.
fire alarm or something.
No.
You need to go,
No,
maybe.
just an
No?
alarm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Apothecary Diaries, when is it finished? You know?
I know, prob I don't know, no, probably never because it hasn't gone anywhere yet. It's
Okay. What episode are we on now?
I think they're on
Episode
episode
18?
20 or something. Yeah, or something like that. It's
20, yeah.
probably yeah, it's probably of 24, so it's in.
Yeah. So we should find something else to watch before Apothecary Diaries.
Yeah, we could
If
do
you want to do
that.
that.
Of course. I mean,
I have to
what
check if
else is
we've
there, though?
gotten some. I think we've got a suggestion from someone. I don't have it in front of me right now, but maybe we could do
Right.
that.
That's
Mention
nice.
it the next episode. Yeah.
If not, there's always a Ghibli film, right?
There's always a Ghibli film. That's true. The newest one. A Boy and His Heron.
That sounds so cheesy. It's like even a worse cliche than Shinkai, right? Hopefully it's better
Yeah.
than Shinkai's last movie.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed Shinkai's last movie. A fun one, yeah. So, towards next time we show up here, probably gonna be a retro thing or something.
Maybe we
Something
should
not from
watch
like
a love show for Valentine's, for a
a
delayed
love
Valentine.
show. Oh,
Yes.
really?
Yes.
Do you have a suggestion? A love
Yuri on Ice. No, I don't
show.
know.
Okay.
I mean, there's silly ones like Toradora and but Toradora is pretty long. And then you have Clannad, which is very
Yeah,
sad.
no.
Which is also a love show. Your Lie in April is supposed to be a love show. I don't know if it is.
But we've already done your line April
That we have.
episode 4 or something of the podcast.
I think we've done all the love shows, right? I say that as a joke, of course. I mean,
All
we
of the
haven't
love show.
done the most
Yes.
unsatisfactory love story.
Yeah.
3 centimeters per
Yeah.
second. Oh, we are lagging.
Probably.
Hello?
Something.
Oh, you're lagging, or I'm lagging. One of us is lagging.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. It's probably me.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
Yes, well, I guess we'll
Yeah.
just try to wrap it up then. We'll try to find a love show, and if we don't find a love show, we'll find something else.
Yeah, totally. You can find us at the Casual Anime Podcast, everywhere you download your podcasts. We're on Spotify also. Also on X, we're called the Casual Anime Pod if you want to reach out to us. We also have a Gmail that's in the episode description, so contact us there if you want to say something to us or have
You want to ask
a note
a
on the show or
question?
something. Yeah, totally. I'll answer it even if I'm asleep. So
The Casual Anime Podcast, not yet powered by AI. O okay.
yeah, totally. Until next time.
Goodbye.